So, after my news of last week, did you go get that old currency traded out? Well, if you didn't, you better get on the stick, because we're playing a dangerous game of chicken. This game of chicken we are playing with both Russia and our economy. This week we saw the Senate bill pass on more sanctions on Russia. We saw Russia increase their gold holdings by another 7 metric tons, and our food prices have increased since the beginning of the year by 19%. This is Sunday, March 30th, 2014, and I am Fox 519, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is I and the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. Welcome back. And the bad decisions keep on coming. Well, this week we saw our government pull another bonehead move in an effort to further isolate Russia from the rest of the world and pour money into Ukraine that we just don't have. The bill passed earlier this week through both the House and the Senate, and when asked about the bill, Majority Leader Eric Cantor said the following. The Ukraine bill should be a first step towards reevaluating the U.S. relationship with Russia. We must fundamentally reassess our assumptions about Russia and acknowledge that Putin himself scrapped the administration's reset policy a long time ago. Cantor went on to further add that we need a new strategy that understands Putin for who he is, not who we wish him to be. The provision in the bill would spend more than $100 million to promote democracy and security in Ukraine while imposing economic sanctions on anyone deemed by the president to have undermined the Ukrainian country's security or independence, or, quote, to have engaged in corruption in Ukraine or Russia. In response to the action by the House and the Senate, the Russians responded in kind, with Russian Finance Minister Anton Siluyanov releasing news that Russia has begun creating its own credit card and payment processing system within the country. Minister Siluyanov released the following statement. The Russian government has no plans so far to ditch Visa and MasterCard, but at the same time, we are beginning to pay more attention to the creation of our own payment settlement system. Here's the problem, everyone. Putin doesn't care what happens to our economy. We are already weakened from a military standpoint, and our debt levels are so incredibly high that he knows he can just kick the leg of the stool out with China's help. We have pared back our military, and now he knows that he has us over the barrel with our currency due to his alliances with China and the rest of the BRIC nations. He has waited long enough and is now ready to return Russia to its former glory. He's making the financial moves right now that's going to allow Russia to be aligned with whatever new currency is coming, and my next story is going to tell you why. While our own central bank continues to print $60 billion of worthless currency every single month, Russia has now raised their gold holdings by another 7.24 metric tons of gold. Reported on the 26th by Goldcore, the same company who brought us the information about the People's Republic of China's gold buying habits, reports that Russia has increased their gold purchases last month by another 7.24 metric tons of gold, bringing Russia's current 2014 gold demand to 975 metric tons, only second to that of China at 1,066 metric tons. If the sanctions on Russia mentioned above put further strain on the Russian economy, the impact to the gold market could exponentially increase. The impact would theoretically cause the Russian central bank, Belarusi, to increase their gold holdings and further push Russia to recognize the yuan as the new international currency. We know that this is going to happen. We know that China is attempting to align themselves with Russia and is making some very serious choices to kill the dollar. I hope that you guys are continuing to get ready and has made the moves of the currency that I advised you to do last week. Finally, if it seems like I'm a bit disheveled tonight, maybe it's because of the news that our food budgets have increased by 19% since the beginning of the year. Presented by both Bloomberg and Zero Hedge this week in two charts for U.S. foodstuffs, it shows that our grocery bills are going up 19% per month for meat, dairy, fruits, and vegetables. The major factors that have affected the food prices are the current pork prices due to the massive die-off in pigs due to the pig flu, the emergency sale of the beef herds in California due to the drought, and the extended cold weather that killed off many of the early vegetable and fruit crops in Florida and throughout the South. This 19% is hitting all of us, and the impact on our pocketbook is really ugly. I know all of you who are listening are mostly prepared, but what do you think is happening to those who live on social entitlements? If the average family of four in the readout is getting $508 per month for groceries from the government, they are now realistically having to work with $406 a month. That's a loss of $100. That is just scary. The impact of their pocketbooks and our pocketbooks isn't done yet. In fact, it's going to go up more this year, which brings me to my advice for this week. At periods in history like this, food independence is really super crucial. It's time to make sure you're not relying on anyone but yourself. Yes, meat is expensive and you can raise your own, that's great, but sometimes it's a necessity. But if you can supplement your diet with the beans and vegetables that you grow, the more money in your pocket, you'll have more money in your pocket for more prep supplies that you'll need, like medical supplies or power generation. Well, thanks again for listening this week and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout. This is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.